The Gemara in Masechet Bamitzvah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us Kol Oishes Chasachir, whoever withholds the pay of a worker, whoever withholds the pay of a worker over Behei Shemus Halalu is over five lavim vasei. Mishum, he's over Basachir Esreyacha. Umishum Baal Sigzoil, Umishum Baal Tashik Sochir Oni, Umishum Baal Tolin, Umishum Biyoma Tite Scharai, Umishum Lai Sava Lava Shemesh. Ask the Gmarhani, they could be Mama Lekka Belaila, they could be Lila Lekka be Mama. The lab that applies by night doesn't apply by day doesn't apply by night. Amrav Shem Schiris Ma'alva. So the halacha is that here the halacha is very strict about not paying an employee what's coming to him. In general, as we begin discussing these halachas about tolin, about lesashoik, it's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, devotes two prokin to these rules. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that the reason he's devoting two prokin to these rules is because these are rules that are so easily violated. And in order that we should not, chas v'sholem, come to violate these rules, he takes the time to review some rules that people may take for granted but are very much part of the halacha. And in general, one needs to understand why was the Torah so concerned for the employee, and we could probably suggest more than the Torah is concerned about the employer. The Gemara here in Masechet Baba Metzia on Daf Ayin Vav teaches us about a situation. The Gemara speaks, the Mishnah discusses a situation where the employee can have terumos. The employee can have a claim, maybe not a claim that he can win with in Beis Din, but he can have a claim on the employer. The Mishnah discusses a situation where he was told one price, he was told he's going to get one salary, and he ends up getting another salary. What is the halacha? So the Gemara goes back and forth with a discussion. Well, what did the employer say, and what did the employee say? And the Gemara concludes that's referring to a situation where the employer did not hire the employee directly. Rather, he asked someone to hire these workers on his behalf. And the person who he hired offered the employees a salary which is less than the going rate. And the employees agreed to that salary. And the Gemara says that the employees have a right to have a claim based on a pasuk of Al Timna Toy Mebolov. Don't withhold something good which belongs to its owner. And therefore, since here the employee was supposed to get this better wage, you violated Al Timna Toy Mebolov. So I saw that the Medrash Shmuel asks a question. Why are we saying that there's a violation here of Al Timna Toy Mebolov because we're concerned about the employee? Why do we say that we're concerned about the employer? And Baruch Hashem, the employer was successful in getting employees at a good rate. Why are we more worried about the employee than about the employer? Says the Medrash Shmuel. Every person in this world comes down to accomplish something. An employer is not here just to own a business, just to run a business. An employer is here because he's a vehicle how he can help his employees have parnasa. And when he doesn't act appropriately, and when he causes that his employees should not get the salary that they deserve, then it's al timna tay mibalov. You didn't fulfill what you came down to the world for. You came down to the world to be a vehicle to help employees have panasa. And therefore, the halacha is, you, if you withhold even one pruta of salary that is owed to your employee, you're over all these lavim that the Gemara just identified. And it's not just if you withheld salary, even if you withheld benefits that you were supposed to pay, that you didn't pay, you're over these lavim. Moreover, a person could be standing under by Yom Kippur, the Ila Kol Nidre, davening Takarish Baruch Hu, and davening Takarish Baruch Hu, and he won't be zoicha to bracha, and he won't be zoicha to Yeshua, because he has this aveira, because he owes an employee something, and maybe he doesn't even know that he owes it to him. Moreover, the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Ahavas Chesed speaks about something that's very common. He says somebody needs somebody to work in his home. So he calls somebody, a plumber, an electrician, whatever, to come work in his home. And he doesn't make up, he just calls him, do the job, I need you. And the person comes and does the job, and he doesn't realize, and he doesn't make up with him what it'll cost. After he finishes the job, they begin to discuss, how much do I owe you? And the person who does the job quotes a price, and the other person, the person who called him, starts to say, no, I'm not prepared to spend that much money, I didn't know it would cost that much, I wasn't willing to spend that much. The halacha is, says the Chafetz Chaim, he may be over like Sasha. Because even though we learn now Gemara that there are formulas what to do under the circumstances, if the person who he asked to do the job is not really Michael him, he's maybe over like Sasha. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim strongly urges that the appropriate thing to do before one hires a worker is to make up with the worker what he's going to get paid and to avoid any misunderstanding. Moreover, the Paiskim say that if someone hires a worker, if somebody hires a worker and he didn't pay him what he's supposed to pay him, it's posulitis. You can't ask that person to be an aide by a wedding or by any other place where aides are required. The Gemara here in Masechet Baba Metzia on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph tells us the story of Rabbi Baba Chana. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Baba Chana hired employees, and these employees obviously did not do their job properly. The Gemara says, Rabbi Baba Chana Tavrelei Hani Shukuloi Chavita Dechamra. He hired people to transport his barrels of wine. These people didn't do their job properly. They broke the barrel of wine. Shokulu Gemlayu. So he took their coat away from them. He said, you caused me a damage. Also Amr L'Rav. So they reported what Rabbi Baba Chana did to Rav. Omalei havu glumayim, give them back their coats. Omalei, so Rabbi Baba Chana asks, Dina Hochi, is that what the din requires? Omalei in, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, v'man pelech b'derech toivim. So yavlei glumayim, he gave them back their coats. Omalei, now these people came, they did
a very poor job. They deliberately broke his barrels. But they said, Ani'ayanan, we're poor people. V'techina kulayom, and now we worked all day. V'kafinana, we're hungry. We, our family, are hungry. V'leslamidi, we have nothing to eat. We have no money. You're not paying us. Amulei, so Rav told him, paid him the salary. Zilhav agrai, paid him the salary that you were supposed to pay him. Omer, so get, he asked, Dina hachi, is that what the din reply requires? Amulei, id. Farchat sadikim tishma. So the Gra explains this Gemara. There's a concept of a person who's supposed to go b'derech toivim. The way we treat our workers, even when we think that they didn't do the job right, is a violation of derech toivim. Somebody who should be, who maybe has a claim that he shouldn't have to pay his worker, but he doesn't pay his worker, violates Varchet Sadikim Tishmar. And the Pasuk says the Gra is deliberately put into two phrases. The reason the Pasuk is specifically put into two phrases is to teach us that there are two separate Isurim. There are two separate categories. You could be a Derech Toivim, and you have to be an Orchet Sadikim. So now, there's a very fundamental question. How do we look at this din of Leisolim? How do we look at this din that you have to pay your worker and you have to pay him in a timely fashion? Is this part of what the Torah says, the way you pay? How salaries are to be paid? How wages are to be paid? Or is this a din Isser? That the Torah says there's an Isser. Just like you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, the Torah says you're not allowed to hold back your worker's salary. The obvious nafkamina will be if this, in other words, the way to understand this question is how do we look at this lav of Lois Solon? Do we look at this lav of Lois Solon as it did Issa Beheter? Or do we look at this din of Lois Solon as it did Mamayim? As a financial rule. And the obvious nafkamina will be the loisolon apply even by pachas mishava pruta. If we say it's a din memoini, it applies even by pachas mishava pruta, which is the opinion of the Ritva. Or is it shava pruta, and that's Taisa's opinion, is that it only applies by a shava pruta. Another big nafkamina will be, can you make a tenai not to be over bal tolim? If we say that it's a financial rule, then it's, then as we learn in our masechta, and all financial rules, there's a din of that you can make a tenai. If, however, it's a din iser, you can't make a tenai. So Al Gemara here on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us Amar Rav Socher Shos De Yoyim Goy V'Kol Hayoyim. A Socher Shos of the day could claim his money all day. By night, you'll have to pay. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim makes a very interesting point. He says, you know, there are different questions about Shkia and Tseis Kechavim, and when is Shkia, and when is Tseis Kechavim, and how does the halacha view Bein Hashmoshes, says the Chofetz Chaim, that one should be careful to pay the employee before the first shkia. Like that he knows he certainly paid him by day. Rav continues, Socher Shos Delaila, if a worker worked by you at night, Goy V'Kol Halayla, you could collect from him all night. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. Socher Shos Deyoyim, Goy V'Kol Hayoyim, a socher that works by day could collect all day. The socha shos the laila goyva kol a laila, and the socha shos of night to collect all night, the kol a yoyim, and also all day. And then the Gemara continues, and actually says that this machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is a machloikis tanoim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So it's interesting, the Rosh quotes this Gemara. The Rosh quotes this Gemara, and the Rosh says that Paskinen Krav, the Aloch is like Rav, and the Rosh gives two reasons. One is Haimalon Hilchsa Karabi Suri, that we Paskin like Rav when there are questions of Issa Veheter. We Paskin like Shmuel by issues of Dinei Mamonis. And then the Rosh continues, void the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, when we have Machlex Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Paskin and Rabbi Yehuda. And in our Gemara says the Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is, the Mishnah Shaivitz from Rav Zolti, Zitzal, says, why did the Rosh have to give us two reasons why we Paskin like Rav? So Rav Zolti says, because the Rosh himself had a suffix, is this a din of Isser or is this a din of Mom? And because the Rosh had this question, he said like this: if it's a din of Isser, I'm going to pass it in like Rav. But maybe Lois Solon is not a din of Isser. Maybe Lois Solon is a din of Mom. And if Lois Solon is a din of Mom, then we don't pass it in like Rav. We should pass it in like Shmuel. Therefore, says the Rosh, but we have another rule, that whenever we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So even if it's a din moment, here we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, who he and Rav concur.